Hello everyone. I am relatively qualified to say what OpenSSL Foundation board is doing, as I am on the board for 2 years at this point. So maybe first, what is the OpenSSL Foundation? It is often shortened, and that is a long explanation, so let's go to the shortened version. So that is organization that is supporting OpenStreetMap, but it's not ruling over it. So, and OpenStreet Foundation board is a group of 7 elected volunteers that are responsible for running this foundation. And OpenStreet Foundation board is only small part of OpenStreet Foundation. OpenStreet Foundation is only part of OpenStreetMap. And let's show it to scale. And to scale, it is invisible. So let's more symbolic form. And that it is not the entire OpenStreetMap, just a small part of it. And for example, we have mapping. That is fundamental part of OpenStreetMap, of community mapping together. And it is important that OpenStreetMap Foundation board is not ruling over mapping. It is not telling, hey, this specific mapper should map this specific address, or even how they should do this. And it is one of excluded activities, but I and other people on the board can map. And it is perfectly fine, just it is not part of our duties of being director. And other part, OpenStreetMap Foundation board is only part of foundation. For example, if you want better Facebook posts, better blog posts, it is better to join a communication working group and work on it directly. So we have communication working group. We have also some other working groups that were presented before a coffee break, and some more cryptically named ones. For example, if you are sysadmin and you are very experienced in herding servers, then it would probably be better to join operations working group to volunteer and help with doing this. And we are, again, not deciding how things are mapped. We are not discussing on the board meetings what is the preferred tagging schema for rubbish bins. But we are responsible, for example, for that there is a community forum where people can discuss exactly this and other topics. And someone may ask why foundation exists in the first place. And there are some absolutely necessary core activities. For example, if we want to have OpenStreetMap website, then someone, something needs to own domain, trademark, run servers, decide what is this deployed on these servers, do some legal paperwork, and obtain funds at least to cover running servers. And this is bare minimum, and already in its organization. Technically, it could be done by group of people without some legal entity, but it would be in the best case, annoying and probably impossible. And OpenStreet Foundation is doing more than this minimum. It has potential to do far more, but we are doing things that are in general supporting OpenStreetMap project. For example, this slide was probably familiar for people who were on the talk before. And that is a bunch of hardware that is powering OpenStreetMap website and services. And another part is that if you are on the board, in the large part, you will be doing coordination of work or maybe some work yourself. For example, when I was interested in missing attribution and problems with that, I ended doing with some other people from the board is to coordinate with legal working group and with people running servers to set up repository where you can report organization that is using OpenStreetMap tiles, using OpenStreetMap server and not displaying attribution. And if they refuse to fix it, then we can block them and they have no access to our servers anymore. And I ended as one of people on this repository and I am reviewing these reports and also making many of them myself. So that is a view of staff of one of foundation. And it is not OpenStreetMap Foundation. Actually, we have Martin, who is developing ID on this conference, what means that one third of all OpenStreetMap paid staff are here. Because we have just a few people. And part of board responsibilities is ensuring that OpenStreetMap community is healthy and growing. And how all this is achieved? We are doing some strategic planning. Probably we do more operations work than strategic work, but we are also taking care to not forget about this strategic big picture. And this is picture of us in Frankfurt this year. Frankfurt maybe is not the most exciting city, but we ended there because for budget reasons, it was the cheapest place to, so all of us can meet for a few days and discuss all the details. By the end of the session, the entire room had all the walls filled with this review analysis that is starting to appear at this picture. And on topic of budgeting, we are also doing budgeting, which is very unexciting or maybe exciting in wrong ways, but it also needs to be done to ensure that we don't need, for example, switch off servers because we run out of money or discover that we got a donation that we haven't spent at all and got eaten by inflation. So all this needs to be done, decided, coordinated with various working groups, how much is necessary for servers, what are expenses cannot be skipped, which are optional and worth doing, and so on. Ideally, without infuriating anyone in the progress. And other part is we have upcoming elections to the board and annual general meeting. It is partially our legal obligation to handle it, partially necessary to handle that the board is running elected correctly. And there is a lot of coordination. It was a bit mentioned, but it's necessary to coordinate between ourselves, between various working groups, between us and working groups, between external organizations that are supporting OpenStreetMap. We get communication, for example, from external governments that are either want to contribute to OpenStreetMap or complain that borders on the map are wrong and need to be fixed, and many other messages. And there are some very core projects. For example, we have ID development. That is basically what you see if you click edit on the website. And it is staffed by Martin Reifer, whose work is funded by the OpenStreetMap Foundation. We have a lot of servers that are serving massive amount of traffic, and it is handled by actually very small team. In typical company, that would be handled by much, much, much larger group of people. So, and sadly, only one of them. We should have more of them, but this question of, again, funding, budgeting, is staffed by OpenStreetMap Foundation, and his work is funded by OpenStreetMap Foundation. We have a currently ongoing project to have minutely updated vector tiles, and this is also a project that is funded by the OpenStreetMap Foundation. And there is a lot of very unexciting work, or again, exciting in rogue ways, even worse than budgeting. That is, for example, it takes amazing amount of time to get money from the big company that wants to donate this money to us. It turns out that you need to register in their internal systems, process invoices, then process in some cases them again, ensure that money is transferred, and so on and so on and so on. And that is just one of the cases. A few years ago, for example, then treasurer had a lot of fun because one of banks decided to that then they don't want to handle OpenStreetMap Foundation anymore, and we need to change bank. And even in normal operation, there is a lot of work that needs to be done that bank account is working correctly. Also mentioned that was something that I'm personally interested in. It's about ensuring that various places using OpenStreetMap data are attributing OpenStreetMap, and some work was done, far more can be done. Fundraising, this also activity that is not the most exciting, but needs to be done to pay for current activities and to fund more of what would be very useful and would help to grow OpenStreetMap. Legal issues. For example, recently we needed to certify that OpenStreetMap Foundation is still existing and we have not disappeared to the UK government. Or there is ongoing work to move to the European Union because UK decided to move out of the European Union, what is problematic for us. Would be better if it would be registered in European Union, but to do this it takes a lot of legal analysis to do it correctly without breaking anything in the process. Also we are handling appeals of working group decisions. Fortunately working groups are working really well, so basically, in all cases, the answer is yes, working group was correct to do this. But it's still, even we have something that looks a bit like a bit silly, appeal it still needs to be reviewed and confirmed that working group actually banned Vandal rather than made some mistake. And on the even lower level, there is a lot of communication. We have monthly public meetings, and by the way, they are open, they are done as a video meeting, and if everyone is involved to join. At the end of the meeting, there's opportunity to ask questions if someone wants to raise some topics. We also have monthly closed meetings because some topics are better discussed without public to be able to say openly what we think about some things. We have ongoing board chat, emails. We are active also on official forums, on the mailing list a bit less because mailing lists are basically moving to official forums. We are engaged in contact with external companies, projects, people. For example, we got for emails of some government agency interested in contributing to OpenStreetMap, and it is helpful to guide them so their project will work well. And we are also on conferences, like I am right now here, and also other board members. And for example, here is Sarah on the UN Maps conference some time ago. And we are also doing some votes on some matters, for example, active contribution memberships. And all of us are invited. So probably everyone here has mapped something already, but also you can try some new mapping tool. Also, if someone here is using OpenStreetMap data and non-public, they are also very welcome. And if you are active mapper with 42 days of editing activity, so you have 42 days when you made at least one edit, you can join OpenStreetMap Foundation for free. And if you don't have this mapping activity and you want to also donate, you can just pay a fee. And you can also apply to join if you have contributed but without mapping activity. And if by any chance someone here has a lot of money, then you are invited to donate to OpenStreetMap Foundation, because we have a lot of projects that are not being done right now and could be done if we had more funds. And also there is a link on the map to the donate, and also thanks everyone here for all the mapping. So if someone has questions, now will be a good moment to do this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Do you have any questions from the room? If you have one. Okay. Yeah, so before we take that one, I'll come right there. So we have two from the venueless. The first one is, from your point of view, what is the most challenging task you have as a board member? And what is the most pressing strategic issue that the OSM Foundation is solving?
Okay, so two questions. Okay, one of the... I think one of the more pressing issues that we are solving right now, and is at least trying to solve, is kind of invisible. There is a problem that OpenStreetMap Foundation board is doing a lot of things that are very ongoing effort, and we have not enough time and energy for some more strategic issues. So there is some ongoing attempt to hire someone to handle this very standard, ongoing, and very time-consuming issues. So someone for this executive director position. But it is kind of chicken of egg problem, because it would be helpful and allow to grow further, but it also requires funding to well pay someone for that. And more challenging issues, I think, at least for me, it was balancing between important strategic issues, things that I am especially interested and want to do, and sometimes time-consuming and ongoing small issues that can capture a lot of activity, but are not actually so important, but they just appear right now and are a bit noticeable.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Priscovia Ngambi from Zambia. I would like to find out the benefits of joining the OSM Foundation membership, apart from having access to voting.
Okay. So You mentioned actually one with the voting in the elections. Second is quite related, but also to be potentially joining a foundation, participate in election as a candidate, you also need to be before sometime election. Another is a bit indirect, but it is helping if we have more members. It's also helping to demonstrate that OpenStreetMap and OpenStreetMap Foundation is something that people care about. I admit that you don't have, I don't know, a special editing tool unlocked because you are a member, because, well, we are operating quite open way, so all various resources are available to all the mappers. So sadly, there is no some secret tool that you will get when you will become a member.
Yeah, thank you. We will have one more question from the venueless. Is the advisory board still a thing, or does board corporate member how does the board corporate member communication go? How does that work?
Yes, it is definitely a thing. It is active. And just for clarity, I have not listed literally all the things. It was kind of selection to fit in these 20 minutes. Advisory board is active. Michael, who was not on the board directly, is very active there, and there is communication with them. So it is a main place where corporate members can use to communicate with foundation.
Yeah, thank you. Do we still have questions in the room? If you have one.
Yes, hello, my name is Antidias. I would like to give my congratulations to you for the nice presentation that you gave. It was really a superb presentation. I have one comment, if not a question. Do we see OSM Foundation decentralizing like what HOT did, like having the regional hubs so that it can work more effectively, like raising funds based in the regional level?
I would say that we have regional chapters that I think that would be maybe not the direct equivalent, but this federation aspect where you have some people working locally and better familiar with local situation and able to do some lower level projects, for example, centered on specific area that are not global but answering problems or opportunities that are in one specific place region.
Yeah, thank you. One more question. This will be the last question.
Thank you. I am Imani from Tanzania. My question is, do politics issues or political issues have impact on the operation of OSMF?
Okay, so I think main political issues that are visible are borders. We repeatedly get some emails from either from people or from government, or as something that pretends to be communication from government, demanding or suggesting to change boundaries. In this case, we have this standard policy that was unchanged basically forever, that we are mapping what is on the ground and actual situation. And typical answer is that we give advice that you can use OpenStreetMap data that is amended. So for example, you can modify borders to your preference or just use OpenStreetMap data without borders and put borders from your preferred vision. I think that is the main political topic that is appealing in the context of OpenStreetMap.
Yeah, thank you so much. A hand of applause to our speaker as he leaves the stage. Yeah.
And thank everyone who was here.